Well, howdy guys, how are ya? Quick weather report in the UK where I am. There's a big grey cloud sitting over in the sky, makes everything dull and draws all the colours away. But it is 8 degrees. That's Celsius, guys. And where I am, there is absolutely no snow on the ground at all. And to a lot of other countries, that's balmy, considering it's winter. But I've just watched a video of a guy ranting about this femon who put a video on, saying how cold it was in the UK. Now, this is a UK guy, I think, who actually lived in America for some time. And he's going on about this femon doesn't know what cold is. Of course, I'm Canadian. And Canada has harsh winters with plenty of snow. But it doesn't stop us doing anything. I used to go skidooing at minus 25, 30 degrees. In fact, I worked in Dryden and the daytime high was minus 25. It used to go down to about minus 40, sometimes 50, in the nighttime. But I was working outside in the daytime on poles. You just dress for the occasion. Wear layers of clothes. But the fact is that England never gets those sort of low temperatures. But it seems an awful lot colder. Down the south where I am, it hardly ever gets snow. It does get some snow up north, but never like what Canada gets, or America. If there is snow down south here, I think everything stops. And if you look at the thumbnail, this is what they call snowfall in the south. And everybody stops. Of course, in Canada, this would just be a heavy frost. Now, obviously, my father was Canadian. He lived in Canada all his life. But he was in the army, and he had to come to the UK in the war, and was stationed in, I believe, Aldershot. And many, many years later, I was talking to him back in Canada, and he told me the coldest he's ever been was when he was stationed in UK in the winter. And the reason to me, anyway, is quite simple. Let's say you could stand in the winter outside with an empty cup in your hand and you hold it horizontal. And you could spin so very fast for, say, 15, 20 seconds. This is obviously hypothetical, you couldn't do it. But then stopped and turned the cup vertical. The cup would be full of moisture in the UK. If you did exactly the same thing in Canada in the winter, there would be hardly any moisture in that cup at all. The UK is an island. It's surrounded by water. The air is filled with water. In Canada in the winter, you put layers and layers of clothes on to protect your skin from the temperature. But it doesn't matter how many layers of clothes you put on in the UK. The water in the air will seep in through the layers and start stealing your heat. Think of it like a sort of a engine. They use water as a coolant. It takes heat away very efficiently. Then, of course, you've got the wind, and it's always usually windy in the UK in the winter. And we all know about the wind chill factor in Canada, but make that air full of water as well. And that's why it seems colder in the UK in the winter, because it's goddamn damp. All you Canadians and Americans know, after a really heavy snowfall, and you're walking along, you can hear that crunch under your feet. When there is quite a bit of snow falls in the UK, and you go walk out in it, you do not hear the crunch, because the snow is too wet. Of course, I've experienced both winters in Canada and the UK, many times. In the UK, all you see is really a big grey cloud in the sky every day that covers the whole sky. It removes all colours from everything. It's dull. In Canada, it may be minus 20, but at least it's bright and sunny with blue sky. UK winters don't only seem colder in the UK, but winter's far more miserable as well. I don't know why I talked about this or not, because lots of people know that already, don't they? But obviously this guy didn't, because he didn't mention dampness at all, as opposed to dry cold. Anybody knows who lives in Florida or been to Florida for a holiday knows when in the summer it's humid. And that's a big difference between dry heat, isn't it? Just trying to clarify a few things, that's all. When I was in Canada in Dryden, I got quite pissed in a bar one night. My hotel wasn't very far away, but it was quite windy. I think it was kind of minus 35, 40. Because I was drunk, I walked back to my hotel. And it kind of froze my pecker. And if you any guys know when your hands get that cold and the blood goes away, and then when it comes back, it's very painful. Try that with your dick. Anyway, shouldn't have told you that, but you take it easy now.